Oh,
there.
Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn, Radio Public, wherever you're listening to us. It's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Thank you for listening. And if you've missed any of our past episodes, they're all online on all the podcast catchers. Google Podcasts, too.
Oh.
So nice. That's me. I'm going to turn this around to something that's a little more enjoyable to look at to me.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I know. Because she hates it. When I put the camera on me, she's like, that's cool. And then when I put it on her, she hates it. But she looks beautiful as always. Everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bock.
Hey, guys.
Hannah.
You can also click the link in my bio on Instagram if you guys want to listen to past episodes as
Is that the Audio Boom link?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So, yes. And that's Hail Hannah Bock 666.
Yep, that's B-A-K-K.
Yes. And how you been, Hannah?
I've been pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back. I was absent last week. I apologize.
Right. You missed a heavy metal show on your best friend, Angela, too.
No, I haven't seen Angela in, 5-6 years? I sent you that photo. Right. So
I'm doing her show in a couple weeks, so I will let you know about that.
Awesome.
And we had Rocky Kramer. But that's... We have a big star here tonight.
We do have a big star.
We have a big star, one of our favorites.
My pleasure. I get the pleasure of speaking with you
again. Yes.
I
went to a birthday party a couple weeks ago, which is a very exclusive invite, as we'll find out later. I'm going to go. Oh, yeah. Now are you ready?
Hello there,
she
darlings.
She is. Princess herself. Joy Villa. Yes. How are you, Joy?
Oh, I'm so glad to be back. Is this my third time?
This is the second time here in this studio.
In this studio, yeah.
And you were at the old studio twice, so this is the
fourth
time.
That's right. This is the fourth time. I am a glutton for punishment.
We went to the studio. She's like, is this a new studio? I'm like, same one you were at last time when you went with Amazon
Eve.
I remember
the old one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still stuck in the past, but you always put on a fantastic show. Hannah is awesome. We're here to rock and roll, so I'm really excited to
be back. Well, we had you on last time with Amazon Eve.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, she's amazing.
So she's 6'8", so she blocked the studio, so maybe you forgot what it looked like.
Yeah, it could be. I was living in her shadow.
Yes.
We've actually become really good friends. She came to a show, and we've been talking, so it's really, that was fun. That was because of you.
Yeah, you guys
knew
had some magic.
Yeah, the vibe, right? Yes. It was
definitely awesome.
Yeah, I knew the two of you were going to have magic together, and you're going to have magic tonight. Mm-hmm. Our other guest is on his way. His name is Tino Sanchez. He is a comedian, and these two have a very interesting...
Is that what you call him?
So to speak. he went viral just like you, and we're going to talk about that. But before
we do, just like me. Nobody went viral like I did.
He got a million hits on World Star Hip Hop.
Wow.
Nobody went viral just like you. We'll get everybody caught up. Before we do, Audible. I just got to Vegas. I'll put this on me, and I'll put it on you for the other one. But Audible. I just went to Vegas. I was listening to audiobooks the whole time. Yeah, this is a camera. See, right?
This is so awesome, this camera.
Yeah, this is a, I will, I'll tell you all about it.
This is really
after
cool.
After the show,
DJ
Osmo Pocket. And Audible. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, audibletrial.com/DMS, get any book you want. Any book you want, Democrat, Republican, you want some smut, you want some comedy albums, whatever you want. You can get any book you want free. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Not only that would be good enough. Because you can get any comedy album. You can get any book, anything. They have 400,000 books. You get two Audible originals in addition to the book.
That's amazing.
I was listening to Hi Bob, which is a show where Bob Newhart interviews contemporary comedians young comedians Will Ferrell. Sarah Silverman. Well, he's 90 years old, so compared to him, they're new.
Oh, my God.
That's an Audible original.
Everybody's new.
John Lithgow has a play. You can get that.
Wow.
They have a Patti Smith interview. They have a Rolling Stone tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
they have a science fiction novel narrated by John Waters. They have another one narrated by Zachary Quinto from Star Trek. They have a continuation of the Alien Saga with Rutger Hauer as one of the voices.
Ooh.
These are all plays and things, and they're not necessarily books. That Audible has commissioned them, the originals. You get two of those and a book or a comedy album. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. How much does it cost? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a 30-day trial. You can cancel the next day. You still keep the book and the two Audible originals.
Amazing.
I'm giving you something for free. Take advantage. No, you say nothing in life is free? Yes. Something is free. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. all you MAGA people are listening to this, get the Art of the Deal, whatever you want. I don't care what book you get. Audibletrial.com/DMS. Not here.
Yeah, especially with summer coming on your road trips. You just throw it on Audible.
All right, maybe the Art of the Deal is not ideal for a road trip, but it's...
Depends if you want to listen to some smut on the road. You don't know.
Well, you know what the Art of the Deal is? That's Donald Trump's book. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we have smut. You can get 50 Shades of Grey listen to that on the road.
That's not really
smut. I know. I was going to say, I love how that's his that's
they've
his
got all
of
sorts
smut.
Of, they've got
that's
all
like mainstream housewife fantasy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, so... I can go whatever book you want. It gets smutter than 50 Shades of Grey. Give each other roadhead, whatever you want to do. Anyway, Hannah,
I apologize in advance to my fans who are going to visit.
No, the I apologize to the to that
anybody
crowd.
Who was like, I'm going to listen to Joy Villa on this interview, and they're like, oh,
I said it in code. I said it in code. But tell us now, Joy Villa. We're going to get into this, but we're taking you out to Doomy's Home Cooking, the best vegan food in L.A. Mm, 1253 Vine Street, right on the corner of Fountain and Vine.
That's right.
Yes, we are. We're going to enjoy ourselves after the show.
Yeah. After party.
Tell them how great the food is at Doomy's
Home
Cooking.
The food is amazing. Last time we went to the Next Mex.
That's right.
Yeah, that was excellent. We ordered a bunch of food.
Mm-hmm.
They had like
nachos, enchiladas,
the nachos are voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A. by L.A. Weekly. Does not have meat.
And I didn't feel yucky after it.
Yeah, you don't feel too stuffed. I'm always actually too stuffed because I always overeat at Doomy's.
Mm-hmm. I do
because
that
it's
too.
So good. The crispy chicken sandwich.
Oh,
the spicy
I was thinking about that on my drive here.
The stuff dreams are made of.
Yes. The chili cheese fries.
The chili cheese fries. The garlic fries.
Good. The carrot
everything
cake.
Everything there. Oh. Mm. The muffin, or what is it? They have cupcakes, chocolate cupcakes.
They have chocolate cupcakes.
This is all vegan, folks.
It's all vegan.
It is. And, you know, as we were setting up, I was checking Doomy's story, and they have the jalapeno poppers. Mm. They have that on the story. They're so good.
Mm.
Amazing.
They have
staff.
Fried Oreos.
We had that for Hannah's
fried
birthday.
Fried Oreos.
We did.
For your birthday?
We took Hannah out for her birthday.
Amazing. Oh, that's a great birthday, Doomy.
It is. It really is.
And our other guest, our friend Nikki Watts, was like, should I get the chicken parmesan or the barbecue pork?
The
pulled pork.
Get both.
Well, that's what we did. We split the sandwich.
Yes.
So we got both.
That's the thing. And the Mc, the what is it? I forgot
the
they
Big Mac.
The Big Mac. That's right.
I usually always get that with the vegan bacon. Best. Like, I burned 1,000 calories at the gym today and I didn't eat. Like, so I'm going to go hard tonight.
That's how you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to, like, pre not eat for Doomy's because you'll get a week's worth of calories in one night and it will be worth it.
Right. It will.
Not my week, but it's 1253 Vine Street. And that we also have one in Culver City in Toronto, Canada.
I've been to that one
in Toronto. They have two in Culver City.
City Terrace has a Next Max, and then they open the one in Culver City.
Okay.
I haven't been to that. Those.
Mm-hmm. And they have the cutest little chairs, the little Doomy's logo.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Well, before we get started, and I want, because it's been a big week, you went viral again.
I did it again.
You went to
the
daytime Emmys.
Then my first time at the Emmys, any Emmys, with Daytime Emmy Awards. Mm-hmm. And I hit the red carpet in a dress by Desi Designs Couture.
Right.
And it went viral.
Yes.
People Magazine, Hollywood Reporter, Business Insider. Everybody's talking about it.
And it's not the Emmys. Because the Emmys, they show the dresses. They do the whole thing. The Joan Rivers stuff. This is the daytime Emmy.
Well, it's still
nobody
the
cares.
Emmys.
Yeah.
It's still the Emmys.
I'm saying
it's just
you
the
busted
daytime
out.
Emmys.
No, I don't know what anybody else was wearing. I don't know what Susan Lucci was wearing, what Ellen was wearing. I don't know what they were wearing.
Susan Lucci.
Right.
But I mean, it's the daytime Emmys. They had Ellen. They had probably
Tamara
Wilbur Goldberg,
Mowry,
all the View people.
Yeah, all the View, all the daytime shows, talk shows. Also, what like you're saying, soap operas,
right?
Huge soap operas.
So I don't know what I don't know what Pat Sajak was wearing. I don't know what Joy Behar was wearing. I don't want to know what
you
Joy Behar was wearing.
You don't.
But I know what you were wearing.
You know what Joy Villa was wearing? It was a gorgeous green skirt and a white shirt. It was actually a sweatshirt. I was so comfortable. And a green long skirt, and the back said "Pro-life is pro-woman."
Right.
Because I'm very pro-life.
Right.
And I was standing up for Save the Storks, a beautiful charity that, in compassion, helps the unborn and helps women who are faced with an unplanned pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Free pregnancy testing, free STI testing, STDs, free ultrasounds, all those services so they don't have to, you know, go to a Planned Parenthood just for those services because you're going to be pressured to get an abortion. So we just want to actually give you the real power of choice.
Is there a difference between STI and STD?
It's just another name for it. Okay. I don't know. It comes in fashion. STI is sexually transmitted.
I haven't had S in so long. I have no idea what's what.
Yeah, I guess it just depends where you're at. It's like infections. DUI or DWI. Right. It just depends.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So, no, I know this is because you talked about it last time you were on the show. And go back, Joy Villa, Amazon Eve. In that you had a pregnancy early in your life.
Yeah. So I was faced with a I was in a violent relationship. It was, you know, abusive. It was physically abusive, mentally abusive, and I found myself pregnant. And I knew that I could not raise this child. I was very young. I was on 19, 20 years old.
Right.
And I knew that I tried to make it work with the dad, and he was just, you know, drugs, alcohol, the whole thing. And I was broken. I was like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I went to the clinic, and the clinic pressured me to get an abortion. And I said, no, I am not going to get an abortion. I'm not going to punish this child. It's not this baby's fault because contraception failed. That's actually what happened. We were using contraception, and it failed, birth control. And I didn't know what else to do. So I was babysitting. I was crying, and I was praying. And I looked down, and there was this ad in the newspaper that said, Loving Home Looking to Adopt. And it was an ad for a family to adopt babies. Right. Mm-hmm. And I called the number, and I worked with American Adoptions.
Right.
And it was a woman, and I was like crying. I was like, I don't know. I've heard horror stories. She's like, let me walk you through it. I was adopted myself. I loved it. I'm amazing.
That I didn't know.
It was, yeah, I don't always share all the details, but we worked it through to do an open adoption. So I know my daughter today.
Right.
I know her. And I've seen her frequently. It's open, so I get letters, and I give her gifts, and she calls me Mama Joy.
That's great.
And she knows her story. She knows her history, and her adopted parents were just the sweetest, most incredible people. And a lot of people don't know that, and I was in dire straits, like financially, emotionally, physically, everything.
You were a 19-year-old,
yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, when an adoption agency works with you, they provide monetary assistance for you to get on your feet. So I was able to pay my bills, pay my rent without worrying and be able to get out of that violent situation. I was able to go far away and then be able to be in a safe place where I could buy groceries and heal and, you know, grow this beautiful baby and then give birth in a healthy atmosphere with my medical bills paid for. It's not just like, oh, we only care about, like some people, my defactors are like, oh, you only care about unborn, but what about babies that are born? I'm like, listen, I'm pro anything that's going to help a mom make the best decision, the healthiest decision, instead of just throwing her to the wolves and be like, oh, just get an abortion, it'll make it go away.
Right.
It doesn't make it go away. I know post-abortive women who think about it for years.
Oh, sure.
And even if you've had an abortion, I'm not here to tell you you're wrong or I hate you. That's not my cause at all. I'm here to say adoption is an option, and I can speak from experience that it was the best, most healing thing I've ever done.
Well, it sounds like for you, it was, I mean, it couldn't be more of an idyllic experience.
I mean, it wasn't totally idyllic. I don't know if that's always the case. I have to say it wasn't idyllic at all. It was one of the hardest choices. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to say that women should have the education. They should know what an abortion is, what the procedure actually does, the effects that it could, you know, medical or mental effects after, and that adoption is actually much easier than it's made out to be. I don't know why more people don't talk about adoption. I think there's a lot of shame around it because as a birth mom, you know, people in stories, it's always the drug addict woman who leaves the child on a doorstep of a church. You know what I mean? It's like she's the villain, or kids grow up, I never knew my parents. These are different times now. It doesn't have to be where the mom gives up the child and can never see her. Like, I've seen her. She's happy. My daughter knows who, you know. And I was not able to physically raise her, but I didn't want to pretend like that abortion would make it go away.
Right.
You know, for me, it was the best decision. And I just want girls to have that option to say, listen, look at adoption. It does not have to be abortion. And I feel like a lot of celebrities are just saying, like, abortion, it's cool, it's great. And it's become something that
What celebrity's saying that?
Well,
what celebrity is saying abortion is cool and great?
Well, we have
I know celebrities are pro-abortion.
Yeah, well, we have what's her name from Girls, Lena Dunham. You know, shout your abortion has been a hashtag.
She's kind of a mess.
She is a total mess. I'm like, she is an influencer for Girls.
And I I can't see it.
I can't stand that woman.
I'm pro-choice, but I don't agree with that woman at all. And I don't believe that abortion is a form of birth control.
Thank you.
No, I think you know, that's...
Exactly. That's, when it started, it was supposed to be legal, safe, and rare.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, it's a woman's right. Get an abortion. It's not a big deal.
Right.
And that's the lie.
It is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. You know, it's like it's a decision that will affect you no matter what, whether you raise the child, you give the child up for adoption, or you get an abortion. All of those decisions are going to be hard.
Right.
But you need to be educated on each of those and what that means. That's what, unfortunately, a lot of women are not passing on to young girls.
Right.
And all celebrities are just glossing over it, or they're supporting Planned Parenthood like it's, oh, they're the only women's clinic out there. There's tons of women's clinics that can help a woman that don't provide abortions. So if you're going to go to a Planned Parenthood, just be honest and be like, I'm going there to get an abortion. Like, but know what that procedure is and the risks involved. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You could die.
Absolutely.
Even a botched abortion. Like for me, I can't carry a child because of my sickness. So if I was to get pregnant, the only choice would be for me to get an abortion if I wanted to save my life.
Yeah.
So, you know, in cases like that. Yeah.
Well, when cases are the mother's life.
Or rape, yeah.
And that's a hard decision, too.
Yeah. Not just because you wanted to go and get drunk and not use protection on the weekend and go get a couple abortions. That's not okay.
Well, speaking of somebody.
Exactly.
So somebody should have been aborted. Here he is.
Oh. I'm sorry, guys.
Tina, sorry. No,
Tino.
It was my fault.
What's up, Tina?
I apologize that Tino is late, and I'm trying to get him on camera. But
no, you know what?
I apologize that he's late because I did not give him the address of the studio. I did not tell him.
You totally
I couldn't
ghosted
find Boone's
him.
Farm either, so I got your water.
Boone's
Poor
Farm
Tino.
Yes. Tino, you want to get on the mic and you want to get the...
Boone's Farm?
Yeah.
I remember.
Tino, it's a podcast. You want to get on the mic? You want...
No, what about those wine coolers?
Yeah.
I know Zima.
Bartles and James.
There was a six pack of Zima, but I didn't want to get a six pack.
But
wait,
the 80s was Bartles and James and
Seagram's.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this was not in the 80s. This was in around 2009 when we met.
Yes.
But there was the Jack Daniel's Twisters.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Purple Twister.
Purple like, Passion.
That was like the Smirnoff Ice.
So weird.
Too sugary.
This is Tino Sanchez. He's not quite as viral as Joy, I will admit.
He's not even close.
Oh, I'm pretty viral.
Yeah,
I got a 69 on my AIDS test.
She was at, and you got a Planned Parenthood.
The highest grade.
Anyway,
I got like 10 million views on my Pitbull site.
Whoa.
Right. I got like, I don't know what the heard around the world
we're gonna
is
talk,
right
so
now.
So let me before I get back to you, Joy, I'm glad Tino came in because things are getting pretty deep,
gay.
Pretty quick.
But they were good.
It was definitely
good.
Because I was actually going to ask you a question that some of your followers, some of your MAGA followers may disagree with.
That's okay. They don't agree with everything I do.
In favor of a gay adoption?
Of course I am.
That's what I thought.
I'm in favor of adoption. I actually have worked with the Family Equality Fund, and I've donated to them. And that's all they do is gay adoptions.
That's
and
great.
They fight for rights for gay families to be accepted just as much as straight families.
Right.
A family's a family.
Right.
Gay, you know, this is the thing, too.
As long as
I'll say one other thing on this, because my whole point is bringing awareness. That's why I wore my pro-woman is pro-life.
Right.
And why I'm so pro-life and outspoken at the Emmys and everywhere is, you know, there's not enough attention on this issue. And one of the things is so many women can't have babies and they want to, or they're a gay couple, right? And they're physically, they can't have if it's two men. And they want babies. So if you're pregnant with a baby and you don't know what to do, it's like, let's just connect the people who want babies and the people who are in a bad situation, they don't want babies. And let's just make everybody happy. Let's heal and let's connect those people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The problem is people put a bunch of significance on it and it's really a very simple solution.
Right. You know, I met and I agree with everything you said.
I do too.
And we're both pro-choice. So what are you going to do? It should be a last resort,
in my opinion.
But I am a man.
I'm
a man. What do I have to say about it?
Guess what? In 100% of births, there was a man involved. So you can actually say something about this. I'm not of the thing where
it depends
men
on your definition of man, but
no,
okay.
I mean there was a penis involved with sperm in 100%. Do you know the statistics are so high these days? 100% of all pregnancies
penis and sperm
involve a man.
I got this guy right here.
Look at how clean Mark's nails are. You know what that means?
What's that?
It means he's a good lover.
That's right.
You would know, maybe.
No,
or you'd want to know.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't want to start talking about
gay adoption, and Dino went crazy. Tino, I was aware of this guy even before I met him. He was a mainstay of the Las Vegas comedy scene. Went viral. You may know him from World Star Hip Hop and other sites.
Wow.
Where a comic named Raid Zone came up to you at an open mic where I believe you were hosting, or you were in the middle of your set.
I was hosting.
And I don't know if he wanted to grab the mic. I didn't know what he wanted to do. But you study martial arts, and that was a bad move.
Did you hit him?
I kicked him.
Kicked him right in the chest.
And it went viral?
Yeah.
It went viral.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he was heckling you, or he was trying to grab the mic or something?
Can I explain who Raid Zone is?
Yeah,
maybe I should. Because I think I've probably known him longer.
Well, let's just put it this way. He wears a tinfoil hat, and it's not a cool tinfoil hat like Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli.
Oh, like
it's like
Bravo.
A tinfoil hat like I just buried my mom in the crawl space, and I'm wearing her church heels.
Oh,
that kind of.
Oh, my God.
This guy's been doing
crazy.
Comedy for years. He's about 60 years old.
No, he hasn't been doing comedy. He's been in the comedy scene for years.
He's been doing what he defines as comedy for years.
That is a burn.
He actually got a he was featured in a magazine
for being so bad.
Well, they thought he was being ironic. They thought he was doing like an Andy Kaufman thing. But I know, I've seen him, and being a performer, I know he would love to get laughs every single time he's on the mic. And never does.
Yeah, think of Andy Kaufman, but like no funny
but not
whatsoever,
funny.
And not likable at all,
Andy Kaufman.
And lots of BO. Go ahead.
So
oh yeah, all the BO is crazy.
What BO? So, that's a sign.
Yeah, no,
that's
he's
bad.
When
that's
you're
a 60, sign.
When you're 60 years old, you don't know how to wipe. Your
he's
ass.
Like if the DMV was a human.
that is an apt description.
That's a great description.
So how? I mean, I only saw where you kicked him, and I've heard things from both sides. Tell us what
can
happened.
Can I watch
I gotta,
this video real quick?
Yeah, just look up heckler gets kicked.
Oh my God.
Well, tell us the whole context, please.
Here's the fucked up thing about this is I could say that on here, right?
Yeah, please. We encourage profanity.
It was a year into comedy. You know, the goal for comedians is to be known for our punches, not our kicks. So I didn't like, I didn't try to capitalize on it at all. Like everybody I knew was like, oh, you should be able to do this and you should be able to do that. I'm like, no, I don't want to be known for the guy that kicked a fucking guy in the chest.
Wait, was this 2015?
Yes.
Okay. 15, 16, 17,
It's right before I moved to Vegas.
Yeah, because I started in 2014.
Yeah,
so
and
I
moved
a year
to Vegas in.
In
2016, yeah.
Okay. So...
We're watching it while you're talking.
Oh my God.
So everybody thought it was fake because there's two angles. My friend was in the bathroom and his girlfriend started filming and then he came in from the side. So it looks like everyone was like, oh, that's fake.
Oh, you're telling him have a seat.
Yeah. So what happened is I'm hosting this mic and you just let him watch the kick because I'm not going to talk over the kick heard around the world.
Let me just see. I'll just put the camera over
there's
here.
There's not
that
watching many people
it.
There.
The reaction video.
No, there's not that many people there.
Yeah, reaction.
I thought this was like a packed club.
No, it's an no.
It's a coffee
have
shop.
Have you ever been to an open mic?
Yeah. Not since I became famous.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. He's
crazy.
The sad thing is I used to stick up for him, and I think that's why it was doubly hurtful.
Because you're only in comedy.
He's a little
here.
Guy, too, right?
There's no awe about
underdog.
It. He,
yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah, there's.
Well, I can see why you would stick up because he's like crazy.
Yeah, there's
the
no
underdog.
Sympathy for that guy, and I'll explain that in a minute.
Oh!
I guess that was the kick.
No!
Replay.
He went down like a Muppet.
I will link this on the YouTube. Yeah.
Like a Muppet.
How long have you been studying martial arts?
Oh!
He went down like a Catholic priest on a. Choir boy. All right.
How long have you been doing martial arts?
He went down like a.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Damn,
as soon as they pause that,
pause.
I don't.
That's incredible.
It's funny
because boomerang out of that.
This was on Joe Rogan's. That's a good idea. This was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he goes, "That guy knows what he's doing. He's kicked people before."
Right.
And it's not true. It's not true. First of all, it's just I'm just a big Steven Seagal fan.
Wow.
Second of all, I'm a germ freak, so there was no way I was going to let this old guy that smells like. Belly button lint and tonsil stones put his fucking kid touches on.
You were so stiff. Your body was so stiff. Your leg just came out and he crumpled. That's why he went out like a Muppet. His
well,
body
you know,
just crumbled,
here's the thing.
And you just maintained your...
He's lucky that I didn't world star hip hop his ass, which is, you know, stomp his face after. All I did was just want him, don't touch me.
Yeah,
that's
just,
what that whole thing was
wet.
About.
Yeah.
It's because the only martial arts I studied was jiu-jitsu, and basically it's cuddling. Like, I can cuddle you to death. Seriously.
Yeah, and look at Joy when you say that.
So I never...
I like to see...
By the way, that's Hannah, my co-host.
I look at her bodybuilding video and say that. That's my favorite video.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We're going to talk about your bodybuilding, but go ahead. We were talking about YouTube.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway,
thank
sorry. I digress.
Yeah, please. So, keep your hands away from your pants, please.
So, hands where we can see them, buddy.
I can do that
hands
tantric shit. I don't have to touch myself. So,
TMI.
Just because you have a stink CD doesn't mean you do tantric shit.
I'm sure he has a lot of practice with that.
I'm sure
tantric.
He does.
So anyway, he's a guy that's in the scene.
Right.
When I first started doing comedy, I actually used to stick up for him because people were so mean to him. And
yeah.
The joke that I used to make was, I'm always nice to Raid because when he comes in spraying everybody with the gun, he's not going to shoot me. So I used to be, and then one day I just realized, like, no, this guy's just an asshole. And
wow.
One day me and a friend of mine,
yeah.
After a mic, because he had interrupted, he had heckled, we had said, hey, Raid, you've been in this too long to not know golden rules number one. Don't steal jokes and shut the fuck up when you're in the audience.
Right.
Right.
Just an asshole. So,
and he was coming at you.
So I'm substituting for this guy named Lawrence Payne. It's his mic. I'm substituting. It's my first time ever hosting.
Wow.
There's nobody there. So the dilemma
yeah,
is,
we saw the video.
do I let him go first when nobody's there? Or do I put him at the end so as not to scare away any, you know,
right.
civilians?
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to put him up first since nobody's here. So I put him up. I give him the light, and instead of wrapping it up like you're supposed to, and by the way, the light was Morse code for too bad that tinfoil hat didn't stop fetal alcohol syndrome.
Damn.
So I give him the light
for 1 minute left.
For one
too
minute, and then he starts giving away punchlines to my jokes.
No, he didn't.
So I walk up, I physically take the mic out of his hand. I say, "Raid, make some noise for Raid." So then he folds his arms. I'm not going anywhere. You said this is a grown man. He's
oh
like
God.
In his 50s.
50s, 60s at least, yeah.
So he goes, I'm not going anywhere. You said I could do more time. So everybody makes a noise for Raid Zone. Finally, he leaves. We're bantering back and forth. It's horrible. I'm only a year in. It's not good. And then he comes back up to me and he starts poking me. And this is where the video kicks in. He starts poking me in the chest.
Oh, see.
And I know, you know, legally, hey, man, keep your fucking hands to yourself. Three times I said that. Then he went away again. Then he did it. He rushes me, and then I give him the front Charlie Murphy. This is Sparta kick.
Yeah, that's
he goes down.
That
the tinfoil hat spills. Call an ambulance.
Oh my
the funny
God.
Part about this video is nobody gets up to help him. That's what a douche he is.
Wow.
Watch the video. You'll see. And then there's this guy that's on his computer. He stands up, walks by, and he looks and he goes, "Now that was funny."
Oh,
it's probably the funniest thing he ever did.
Did the media
call you after? Sorry, I'm
asking the questions. It was just YouTube, like all the podcasts were talking about it, but like news didn't get involved.
How did you know it went viral in the pod? What was the first, like, was Joe Rogan the first time you heard that?
Well, Freddie had recorded it and put it on his channel, and he's like, dude, this is getting like 1,000 likes a day or something. It was ridiculous.
Right.
So then he tried to monetize it. And then YouTube does what it does, and it took the monetization away from him because it was violent or whatever. And meanwhile, where's that all that money going to, YouTube?
Yeah,
it's not going to us.
Well, I know. Trust me.
Yeah, that 10 million view video of my pit bull, I didn't make anything because it had Eye of the Tiger on it.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he said it's going viral. Then they demonetized it, and then, you know,
World Star Hip Hop, how'd they find out about it?
It went from YouTube, so I don't know, collectively it's got to be a few million, if not more, from YouTube and what's our help. This is what a douche this guy is. He would go to mics after that and goes, I have a viral video.
Well, I know, of him getting kicked.
Of him getting kicked.
That's what he's
wow.
I have a, because he got banned from all the mics.
Wow.
And
he did get banned from all the Vegas mics. I can attest to that.
Yeah, and then
and
so
the LA mics.
So he was yelling at, it was one of the mics called E-String down in Vegas, and he's yelling at the host. He goes, I have a viral video, because he was like, I'm not putting you on the list.
That's
so
crazy.
So I've got a question, Joy.
Yeah.
How did you meet this maniac?
Okay, so I've been waiting to tell you this story.
Joy's got a story.
So I didn't tell him how I met Tino.
Right.
So I
Green
was
door.
Doing the he was homeless. He was passed down the street. And I was like, "Sir, can I help you?"
Well, the Green Door is actually a swingers club in Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
That
he was outside
joke.
That door and he was naked.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to have sex with him.
Liar.
And he was thrown out.
Well, actually, Raid Zone, I think, might have.
I felt sorry for him, so I'm just kidding. It's going to get worse and worse. Okay, so the reality is I was on Hollywood Boulevard doing interviews for my upcoming TV show called The Joy Villa Show.
I'm familiar. I was a guest.
I know you were a guest. You're supposed to act surprised, though.
Yeah, when's that going to air, by the way?
Well, it will. Just calm down, boys. Calm down. Cool your rockets.
Yeah, now she has to film
Hannah's
got to
handle all this testosterone here. Yeah, so it's toxic masculinity. No, I'm just kidding. Just playing with you guys.
Sounds like a good metal song.
It does, right?
You're toxic.
So I interviewed him, but he came up to me. So I was asking people questions, and he came up to me, and he was like, "Aren't you Joy Villa?" And I was like, "Yeah." So you recognized me, Tino.
And you must have recognized him from my posts.
Well, because he said that he knew you. Oh, because I don't know how I linked you guys together, because I guess you were friends on Facebook. And
yeah, because then
to
you
Mark,
said,
I
you
go,
know Mark.
You know Joy Villa? He goes, "Yeah." I go, "I so want to have her baby." And then... And then I saw you walking
in line.
And then I and then I saw you out there. And
so you knew who I was before.
Yeah,
because I'm famous, Mark. Not just because we're friends.
Because you're on the Dark Mark show.
That is one of my all-time biggest goals in life that I achieved.
Actually, I saw her
being
booty
on the Dark Mark.
I saw her booty first, and then I was like, and then I went, "Oh, it's Joy Villa." Do you remember what I said to you? I said, I go, "Her phone bill must be outrageous from all that accidental butt dialing."
Yeah, I was like,
that's a good one.
Is that a good one, though?
That
really?
Is a good one.
Is it?
Okay.
Is it?
It looked like you took offense, and I was like, "Oh, no, that's a compliment." Girl.
No, I was trying to understand it because it's so unfunny.
You don't say that to an African American woman. What's the matter with you?
Well, what does my race have to do with it?
I'm just saying.
What?
You're part Latin,
you don't
too.
Say
you
that.
Got that.
You don't
you
say
got
that
juicy...
to an Afro Latina.
Yes.
No, and my race has nothing to do with it. No, but seriously, so he was on my show, and then I invited him back for private interviews too.
He was there too.
Yeah, because you guys were there together. Yeah. That's
no,
right.
No, you were there one day. I was there the next day.
Yeah, you guys weren't there at the same time. And of course, Mark, you're my longtime friend.
So
you've been on my show.
No, you
it's
going to
air this summer,
that's
by
right.
the way.
That's right.
You taped on a Monday. I taped on a Tuesday.
That's right.
So I was
taped on a Monday. You taped on a Tuesday.
I'm glad I was not on the show that you were on only because I got to reconnect with our friend Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah, Jacqueline Van Bjerk.
Jacqueline Van Bjerk.
She's good. She was on the show that I was on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's great.
So
she's awesome.
Anyway, so you keep going viral.
I keep going viral.
So that was the story. You were on the street, and Tino came up to you and said, "Are you Joy Villa?"
I was on the street. Why do you make it sound like that?
No, you were on the street interviewing.
He was on the street. I was working. I mean, God damn it.
Like a man on the street interviews.
Yeah, exactly. I was a woman on the street.
You're a woman on the street. So,
yeah,
a man on the street. I don't know.
No, but it's to say, it is man on the street. But
anyway.
That's exactly right. And so, and then I was like, "This guy's a weirdo. Get away from me." But then he said, "I know Dark Mark." And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool.
Is that true?
I'll interview
you."
Yeah,
no, I said, "I think we have a mutual friend or something."
I got a little bit accosted on the streets. "Hey, baby." You know, and all these things.
I was going to say, how many?
Villa. Like, I mean, I'm a public celebrity. I'm a figure, you know. I'm working on being
sure
more.
Are a figure.
No, but I was going to say, after all
so
the
So I didn't
all the
really
Grammy
trust
stuff,
him when he came up to me until he name dropped you.
You're
then
a
I was
figure
like,
eight,
okay, cool.
baby.
Do you get recognized on the street a lot?
I actually do. It depends. If I'm wearing makeup and I'm like in full Joy Villa regalia.
Like you are tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Like I am tonight. Then I will get recognized at least a couple times. And then sometimes like I was at an audition for a show I can't talk about, but it's a big show.
Right.
For a TV show. And she was like, "You're the singer." No. But your mom was there for that porn job.
My mom died.
In the same building.
It's not funny.
They dug her up and
I already knew that was. I was like, even if she did, I was still maintained my severity.
Right.
Yeah. So she was like, "You're that singer, Joy Villa." I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I am." She's like, "I haven't listened to your music though." I was like, "Okay."
Oh, okay.
But
so
you know who I am.
She knew because of the dresses.
I get lovers and I get haters.
No, because I
do get recognized.
I was
going
to say the daytime Emmys, you had like a Princess Leia sort of thing going on with the hair.
Yeah, I had my little.
It looked a little different.
It was my little Princess Leia buns.
Yeah. It was kind of cute. It was kind of Mickey
style.
Mouse ears.
I'm a girly girl. It was like Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse, I guess. So, but that was. Since
yeah,
you've been on the show.
But like if I pull my hair back and I have no makeup, I don't often get recognized. So I'm still at that. I'm not at that Kardashian fame where you have a crowd around you everywhere you go and you just.
Yeah, you're not at that Kardashian fame. You actually have talent.
Well, thank you.
Agreed.
Well, thank you guys. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. They're doing their thing.
But when
I don't watch the show, though. But
when you go to conservative gatherings, do you have a crowd around you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
I am a certified. When I go to conservative gatherings or red carpet events, too, even if it's not conservative, but especially like CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, or any conferences where I'm speaking or I'm on the stage, I get mobbed. I cannot walk.
Right.
It is Kardashian famous in that scene. There's literally like 50 people around me.
How does
travel
that feel?
With a bodyguard. It feels amazing.
To be the Beatles of conservatism.
I like that. The Beatles. The John Lennon.
Yeah.
I'm the John Lennon of conservatism.
Yes, I think so.
It feels amazing.
Right.
I'm so grateful.
Right.
I'm beyond grateful. And I have so many fans from different walks of life who support me. Mm-hmm. I call my Joy Tribe. It's awesome.
Oh, is that hashtag Joy Tribe?
Hashtag Joy Tribe. Yeah.
I'll add that up.
That's right. Hashtag Joy Division. Tribe.
The Joy. Well, yeah, that's kind of getting into my goth territory. It could be. Well,
yeah, Joy Division.
You might want to stay away from the Nazi references.
Joy Division? Really?
Yeah, that's what Joy Division is. You don't know that?
No, they're not. Right. Yeah. Yeah, Nazis.
Joy Division was the. Joy Division, no, the Joy Division, the name.
Oh, that was the place for people, like they prostitute,
it was a
right?
prostitute, yeah, they prostituted.
They would force the Jewish women to be raped, basically.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they,
that's what they would call it.
That was called
going
the,
into
Division.
The Joy Division.
That's right.
But yeah, so that, I would stay away from Joy Division.
No, but the band.
I thought we were talking about the band.
We're talking about the band.
Yeah.
Exactly,
the
Hannah.
Band is great.
Everything's so politically correct, you can't say anything.
No, no, I was saying Joy Tribe is better than Joy Division, I think, in this case. Plus, you're not a divider. I don't think so. I think you're somebody. Yeah. And it's funny because you and Tino both conservative people, but conservative as far as views, but not conservative in the least as far as people that I know.
Wild, yeah,
I would say
right?
more libertarian.
Mm. Well, I would say that for myself, but you're definitely on the Trump train.
Well, here's the thing: it's more of the
Put him
enemy.
On the spot.
It's more of the enemy of my enemy type of thing. It's like anybody but anybody on the left. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I didn't vote for anybody.
Right.
But I remember
you're a convicted felon.
No. yeah, but no, I don't need an ID to vote, remember? Thanks, oh, yeah. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. I know, isn't that ridiculous?
No, do you remember when Ross Perot ran?
Yeah.
Before my time, but yeah.
I always thought that made sense. A business owner
right.
being the president.
Right.
A fucking politician that doesn't know shit about business or balancing his checkbook.
I know.
It made sense to me. So I didn't vote last time, but you can bet your ass this time I'm going to vote, and it's not going to be for anybody left.
Right, but
good for you.
But I see you on Facebook. It's very
well. People think that just because all I'm doing is. Do you remember Blondie from A Fistful of Dollars? I'm aging myself again. Clint Eastwood. He was playing the Rojos against the whoever they were, the white people, and he was just. All I'm saying is,
I'm waiting for you to make a Harold Lloyd reference. I don't know what's going on.
All I'm saying is, it started out with. How can you not see the hypocrisy of what the left is doing? This whole "do as I say, not as I do" thing.
Yeah,
they're trying to change the rules, and I'm just
definitely.
Like, from someone who is in the middle, who's more right leaning. Like I before,
but
like,
I would say on both sides they're trying to change the rules, and they're
it's
all for
especially
themselves.
On the left, though. I mean, it's definitely on both sides.
Yeah,
but
then,
the left
and
is not.
You've got Silicon Valley. You've got
Silicon
Valley shutting down the people on the right,
literally.
And especially as it gets closer to the election. They're It's like they want.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think Alex Jones or anybody on the right should be no, or anybody on any
you,
side.
You should have a right to disagree with them, but they shouldn't be silenced.
Right.
I stand up for someone that I detest their views. They shouldn't be silenced.
I absolutely
as long
agree
as you're not eliciting violence.
Right.
Right. Because free speech doesn't protect those kind of like death threats. That's not free speech.
As we hear from a guy who got viral from kicking a guy.
Well, but he was defending himself. It was like, that was great.
There's a great quote. I can't remember. I was trying to pull it up. Nicholas something Tchotchkes or something. The answer to speech that we don't like is more speech.
Exactly.
Not shutting.
I agree.
No,
with
exactly.
There's no
such thing as hate speech.
The joke is hate fascism. It's like you're being a fascist. Hitting
yes.
people, taking their clothes, their hats off. I mean,
right.
it's pretty bizarro, upside down world right now.
It is.
Well, you weren't born in Vegas.
No, Utah actually.
Okay,
Utah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I moved. My parents moved to Vegas when I was baby.
Well, okay, because
so.
I was gonna say
pretty much.
You moved here to LA last year.
Yeah, it's been a year.
I would say a year or two. Yeah, I would say that. I mean, I know doing comedy in Vegas. I would say the people there are much more conservative period than they are
in
here.
In Vegas?
Absolutely. In
really?
Nevada.
What do you mean, people or the or what,
people, crowds,
civilians?
Absolutely.
Oh, crowds.
I know some great people.
I know great. I'm not saying I don't.
Are,
I'm not saying
no.
Not
who
great
are conservative?
People.
It's absolutely. Actually true. Who are in leadership?
Yeah.
Which is it's really cool, and they're right. Very pro 2A. When I shoot my guns, I go out to Vegas to
right.
do it.
Well, yeah, no, they got machine
it's
guns.
Fun.
Well, speaking
well,
of,
not machine guns. Right. Machine guns are illegal unless you're in the military.
Well, no, they have ranges
but,
where you can shoot.
But they have AR. Was it 15s, which are just rifles? They're black.
Right.
That's right.
But those are the scary
right.
quote unquote rifles.
That's
but
right.
they're literally hunting rifles that are black,
well,
and
here,
you can add accessories to them, and they look scary. I've shot them. They're not automatic. They're not machine guns.
Right.
They're just rifles.
Well, here's what's interesting because I was with my friend in Vegas who is fairly conservative,
mm-hmm.
and we did have this gun control discussion, which I didn't want to have on the show. I want to go back to your address at the Grammys, but I will do this real quick.
Okay.
She's like, Obama this, Obama that, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know, Obama didn't do anything about gun control. When he left office, the same laws were in effect when he came into office.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has actually eliminated bump stocks, which I agree with.
Yeah, I mean,
so
he's actually been pretty hard on gun control, which also we have very strict gun control laws. It's so hard to get a gun, especially in California.
Right.
People say, oh, we need gun control now. We have gun control. Are you kidding me?
There's like,
your name is added to a database. Your fingerprints are added. Your address. If your gun is registered to you, if anyone else uses the gun, you can go to federal prison. Like, it is so hard to own a weapon and to get the okay to have one. It's not easy. By the way... criminals who shoot up schools, do these evil things, they don't obey gun control laws. It's
right.
not, you're gonna hurt citizens who are using guns to protect themselves.
There's like 2,200, last figure I read, there's like 2,200 gun laws on the books, federal and state.
Wow.
And they're thinking one more is going to do it. Now, ever since, I think it was 90.
But would it hurt?
Huh?
Would it hurt?
Well, if you look at the strictest gun cities,
Chicago,
all Democratic run,
all liberal
worst,
run, all Democratic run,
worst violent gun violence ever. The place where you go, New Hampshire is doing that. Freedom, what do they call it? That Freedom, New Hampshire, just like Texas, you can carry your gun. Vegas, I have a CCW in Vegas. I can carry my gun.
Wow.
And but I go,
you hear that raid?
I go 4 hours. I go 4 hours this way. And all of a sudden, my license for concealed carry is invalid. And
right.
I just read something that Trump was trying to do, but the NRA has been trying to do forever, where it's like a driver's license.
Yeah.
Your driver's license isn't a right. It's a privilege. Your 2A is a right.
It's actually
so
a right.
So if
exactly.
I have a CCW in anywhere in the States, I should be able to carry my gun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're trying to do now. But if you look at 90, all the mass shootings, 95-8% all gun-free zones. All of them.
Yes.
Fish
and,
in a bucket.
98% of them are on psychiatric medication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
or we're
part.
Getting off of psychiatric medication.
There's the other part.
Which has a warning label that says may cause suicidal thoughts
yeah.
or homicidal
yeah.
thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Homicidal. So, and all these shootings have happened in the last, 25 years? Also, these pharmaceutical companies have been allowed, they used to be allowed to have commercials all over for, I think they still can do commercials, can't they?
Yeah,
yeah.
Still
we they stop nicotine and alcohol. You can advertise. You can't advertise cigarettes on TV anymore, but you can still advertise these pharmaceutical drugs.
Zoloft.
And in these last 25 years, they've seen they're actually causing a lot of these kids who are on them.
Right. One more
to
thing,
shoot up schools.
Back to her AR-15 thing.
Yeah.
What percent of mass shootings and shootings do you think? Is the what percent is rifles
AR-15?
Or
rifles?
Any kind of rifle?
Probably 0%.
Well, I left my National Review at home,
zero.
So I don't know.
3%. Okay.
People
70,
don't shoot up schools with rifles or
70%
AR-15s. 70%,
I think, is like suicides, and then the rest is like repeat offenders. And then the biggest culprit is handguns in the inner cities in Chicago. It was like three cities. I read this latest statistic I wrote, and I was trying to pull it up, is that... When you get, because they like to paint this big picture of like thousands and thousands of people die every year. But when you get rid of suicides and you get rid of gun, drug-related violence, it's like 3,000.
Right.
And by the way, the population has been exploding. Gun ownership has been exploding. Yet violent crime has been on a steady decline for the last 50 years. So Ray Kurzweil said it the best. Our world isn't getting worse. Our information is getting better. The only difference now is we're just hearing about it instantly.
Yeah.
But it is the safest time period
it
to
is.
Be alive
it
period
is.
In America
Absolutely.
For any race.
Absolutely. Hands down. But the news doesn't sell papers off of that.
The problem is the left is negative. Instead of looking at the glass half full, it's all doom and gloom and blood, and if it bleeds, it leads. Fucking.
If it bleeds, it leads. Exactly. Yeah. That's the rule of mass media. That's why I tell people, you can be liberal, you can be a Democrat, but do your education. Do your due diligence and educate yourself on these policies. Because the media is jerking people around.
Enough with the blanket statements. I really want to know what he said, not you.
Okay, so let me finish my thought. Yeah. The media is jerking us both around, no matter if you're on left or right. I understand
that, absolutely.
Yeah. We overlap. I was an independent for years, but was left-leaning, voted for Obama. Now I'm a registered Republican. I'm right-leaning, but I'm still in the middle.
Right. I agree with, and because you said all liberals, all Democrats. Anybody talks like that, or all Republicans?
I didn't say all.
You absolutely did say that.
About what?
I don't want to get into it. There's other things I want to talk about. I'm sick of the fucking crossfire right now. Okay,
no we're Tucker just having Carlson a great right
discussion.
Now.
No, I understand. We are having a great discussion, but I don't want to argue about politics. I got so many things to talk about.
But what you brought on two political people.
No, I understand that, and I think we got our fill.
It's okay.
Then it's gonna get political. What I'm about to talk about, but what I don't.
So what
like,
you like? You like no, don't
I'm,
want
I'm,
guns?
No. I didn't say
don't,
that.
Don't.
I did not say that. I did not say that. I don't own a gun. I would not own the gun. But I didn't. I guess that makes me gay. I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. As a woman, I want to own guns, and I want tons of people around me that own guns and carry guns to protect
yes.
me.
Yes. Mark, let me read this. This is what I wanted to pull up.
Please don't.
This is the figures. There are 30,000 gun-related deaths per year by firearms. That number is not disputed. The U.S. population is 324 million as of June, 22 million. Do them. Okay, so 0.009.5% of the population dies from gun-related actions each year. Statistically speaking, this is insignificant. What is never told is how those deaths break down. 30,000 deaths a year, put that into perspective, 65 of those deaths are caused by suicide. I said 70. 15 are by law enforcement.
What's the matter with you?
15 are through criminal activity. Gang-related, 3% accidental discharge. So technically, gun violence is not 30,000 annually. It's 5,000. Still too many. Let's look at those deaths spanned across the nation. 480 homicides in Chicago. 344 in Baltimore. 333 in Detroit. 119 in Washington, D.C. 25% of all gun crimes happen in just four cities.
Tino, you just turned off anybody that would want to see your comedy. But,
I think he made some new fans.
I'm kidding, of course.
Or they're going to come and heckle him, try to get kicked in the chest.
Yeah, people are going to be cocking guns.
The point is the media is painting this narrative, is painting this doom and gloom when it's not.
That's the truth. And that's the thing we have to all realize. We have more alike than apart. And the media is trying to separate us.
That's what I say.
Men versus women, black versus white.
Right. Well, I agree with that. Poor versus rich.
This
is where I wanted to get back to. I've been trying to get back to that
left versus right.
I'm not left. Don't tell me.
Funny versus unfunny.
Exactly. Yes, you are funny. Talented and untalented.
Talented, untalented. Yeah. Beautiful, yeah. Not beautiful.
Yes, and then there's me. So. This is what I wanted to get to because I went to your birthday party and it was wonderful.
It was a smash.
There was a smash.
Thank you.
There was, so many people were there. People from every race. I even would dare say there might have been a couple of Democrats there.
There was actually absolutely several Democrats.
But
my makeup artist is a lighter show.
I don't want to debate gun control. Tino, have the gun. Please.
Oh, I do.
I know you do. So what I was going to get to,
it's not really a debate. It's our Constitution.
I understand. trust me, I've read it.
That's good. You make up like 5% of people in the world.
I'm aware of it. I'm very aware of it. But you caused another stir. This was actually because the big stir that you caused. First you caused a stir in 2014 with your. Orange dress.
2015. Yeah, that's right. I was on your show talking about that.
That's when people really started to find out who you were.
Yes.
I've known for years.
And her record sales jumped.
No, wait, not yet.
That wasn't that one?
Mm-mm. Not yet. The next year, you wore like a H.R. Giger alien-inspired dress. Mm-hmm. Didn't get the attention at the orange dress.
No, but people knew who I was. They were like, you're Joy Villa.
Right.
We saw you last year.
You didn't get on the worst dress list, but people...
I did. Well, I did on some worst on dress list. Okay. Yeah.
The next year...
yeah, that was
this
the next
was year.
This was the year coming out.
This was 2017.
That's right.
The Trump Make America Great Again dress.
That's right. Mm.
That's when your
album shot to number one on Billboard and Rock, number one in alternative on Billboard
charts. The album you were giving away at shows.
Yes.
That you gave me a copy of for free.
That was a great fitting dress. And that's when I was like, Mark, you know her?
What'd you think of the album, Tino?
I thought it was great, but that dress was...
What was your favorite song on the album?
Pressure's on.
No, I was just listening to her stuff last night because I was trying to pick something up, but I forgot. I didn't have my guitar.
Yes.
Because I didn't realize I fucked up. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's sing okay. Some lyrics.
Uh-oh.
What was that one she did? Oh, I don't remember.
Anyway, so then.
No, but I did listen. I did listen.
Yeah, so I'm right there.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Tell yourself.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. I heard that one.
Okay, so.
Vagabond. We keep on going.
Have you seen that video? That's a video you should really check out.
There's one with this kind of vagabond.
Yeah, I make the static probably. This love
make the
is
static.
Hotter
that's one.
Than Tucson.
Which I filmed the video and it's never come out.
It will come out. It'll be like
it's on your acting reel. I see myself on your acting reel for like 2 seconds.
Oh, that's right. Right, yeah.
But anyway, so the year after, in 2018, you wore the fetus dress.
Yeah, it was like a pro-life dress.
A pro-life dress.
Yeah, that's right.
With a fetus on it.
It's true, yeah.
And that got some attention, but compared to the
yeah.
It actually got a lot of attention.
But not... compared to this year. Well, this year.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like every other year.
It's
busts
actually true.
Wide open.
Every other. So this is usually what happens. Like the. Yeah, it goes huge. Like the statistic is an affluence, screaming affluence, boom.
Right.
And then it just sort of stays steady. So people remember me and it goes a little bit up, right? That's normal for businesses too. You go into like, if you know conditions and business affluence, and then it's just normal, a little bit up. Then the next one is huge, and then the next one's a little bit up. But it's true. Like it staggers. And this
Anna,
year
this
actually
year's
blew
dress?
The water out of 2017.
Okay. Yes.
It was Build the Wall dress.
I
did because I saw a lot of hate on social media.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
I deleted a lot of people because if they're going to use those derogatory comments towards somebody.
Absolutely.
You're just
Thank
a disgusting
you. You can
person.
Disagree.
You can disagree with it.
Right.
But you don't use the terms that they've used towards women, and like,
I know.
It's disgusting.
Thank you. I mean, people get ugly when that stuff happens.
They really do. They jump on emotion instead of thinking, and I think that comes with age.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, that's
because I would never go on somebody else's page that I disagree with. Like when Madonna said she was going to blow up the White House, she thought awful lot. I thought that's really a gross statement. But I'm not going to go. It's so dumb and
like,
violent.
She's in her 60s.
But I'm not going to go onto her page and be like, F you, Madonna.
Yeah. Right.
You blah, 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 die. Like, I get death threats. I still get death threats every time I step out on that record.
That's scary because you see what happens out there.
Yes. It's great. That's why I'm like, guns.
Yeah.
Well, what we're talking about, you wore a dress that you dressed as a wall, basically.
Yeah.
You had a dress that had built the wall.
Desi Designs.
Very Pink Floyd inspired.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought when I first saw it.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd, it's the same kind of lettering,
mm-hmm.
and you had barbed wire on your hair and on your shoulders.
That's right. It's like kind of Statue of Liberty spikes on my hair
and
barbed wire on my shoulders.
Right.
And people loved it. It's very camp. It's funny, the Met Gala, I was not invited this year, hopefully next year, but the theme was camp.
Yeah,
I am
sucks
camp.
Not to get invited, huh?
Tino is never going to forgive me for not being invited to my birthday party. Tino,
He's
I'm
never
going
to forgive me for being invited to your birthday party.
He's known for kicking people. That's why.
I saw your video. I was like, he's violent.
But at the because we don't and we're not going to get in the whole discussion because we're almost running out of time because that.
But people can follow me at JoyVilla.
No. I was going to ask you. No. We're not. No, we got about 10 minutes.
We want to go
at
Joy Villa.
Come on.
No, we got about 10 minutes. Yeah. No, I was going to say. Two things. One, the irony is that Pink Floyd's The Wall album is about tearing down the walls.
Mm.
And the second is you were married to an immigrant.
So? He's a legal immigrant. What does that have to do? There's no irony. The Pink Floyd thing is like inconsequential. Of course, I love Pink Floyd. And yes, it looks like it. But we just borrowed the image.
No, I understand.
It's not.
I'm trying to make you earn your tea in your...
Listen, I do this for a living. Mm. I drink liberal tears for a living. No, I'm just kidding.
I bet you do. Yes, I know.
I have a coffee mug that says that.
I know. Left it at my house.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you for that gift.
Intentionally?
I have another one.
I think intentionally.
No, okay.
Well, so because Ben Shapiro, right, has those. Isn't that his? Yeah,
maybe.
He has the mugs.
Maybe.
So, but that's the thing is, like, my husband is an immigrant, and that's why I tell people it's not a racist thing. It's not, we don't want immigrants in our nation. Are you kidding me? Our nation's built on immigrants who assimilate to become citizens.
There's the word. We take assimilate.
Absolutely. And we take in over 1 million immigrants a year. We are the most generous nation on the planet. This is the thing. Legal immigration. Because you have chaos when people come in willy-nilly, violence. One in three women are sexually assaulted, trying to make it through Mexico or Guatemala, desperate for a brand new life. They get taken advantage of. One in three women are sexually assaulted on their way
it's so bad
those countries
that they
to
put
get
the
here
girls
illegally.
On, they put the girls on birth control because they know they're going to be raped on the way over here.
The coyotes are trafficking kids who are used for sex exploitation purposes in this nation. I mean, it's a huge gaping hole where criminals and drugs and violence are coming through. Yes, there are great people who are trying to come in through these nations, but you need to do it the legal way.
Yep.
My grandparents did it the legal way.
Yep.
My husband did it the legal way. It was expensive and it took time. He's an immigrant. I'm proud of that fact, but he's a legal immigrant.
Right.
So if we start passing over all the Black Americans who built this nation, the Native Americans who built this nation, all the Mexican Americans who built this nation who did it legally, Asian Americans, and we start skipping over them in favor of people who are just skipping the line, what does that say about our country?
Right. Well, here's my argument against the wall, just on conservative financial terms. It's not going to cost $8 billion.
Well, we don't really know how much.
And we don't have $8 billion. The deficit is going crazy.
Whoa! We spend way more than that annually on immigrants and
absolutely.
What they're how they're bleeding.
$22 billion.
And how they're bleeding the fucking system. That It would be way. It'd be a great investment to build a wall. If you're just looking at the monopoly bottom line of it, you'll save way more money if you build the wall for $8 million or $8 billion or whatever the hell it is. We're spending way more.
I'm thinking, and this is me thinking because it went from. Like $1 billion to $5 billion, $8 million. Somebody's getting some money off of this.
Well, we have politicians in the House, right?
I'm saying. That's why I distrust both sides.
But this is the thing. President Trump is an outsider. He was not a politician until he ran for president. He was a businessman, as we were talking
about. But he is profiting off being the president.
He's not profiting off being the president.
Is
he's lost. What has he profited?
Yeah, he's losing.
He's lost $1 billion since he took office. $1 billion.
His businesses.
He does not. No, he's lost money.
And he's technically living in government housing.
Exactly. He's living off government housing. And this is the thing, too. He donates his.
A good conservative joke. That's a good one.
That's a good one. He donates his salary every year. He donates his salary.
Well, I understand that.
So he doesn't make any money living
but here's the,
in
here's
the White House or
here's
being
the
president.
He's actually losing money
because he's not able to run his companies.
I'm not saying he's the only one
because
Obama did, Bush did, Clinton did. I'm not saying
but here's
he's
the hypocritical
but President
thing that
Trump is not. And can I say one thing about the wall is that also speaking, Clinton advocated for the wall. President Clinton.
I was just going to say that.
Obama advocated for the wall. Obama actually put in that separation.
Yes.
The illegals from their kids. He put that
policy
in.
Pelosi.
No question about
Biden.
Yeah. They just changed their tune because Trump
is
now doing it.
This is the whole hypocrisy thing. It's like the whole do as I say. And I was like, wait a minute. All of you, it's like Trump is like reading the same script that you were. Come in legally. Assimilate.
Yes.
Contribute to what
we're
doing.
Right.
Don't be a fucking burden on the system. All the people on the left were saying this. So why is it such a big deal now that someone on the right is saying
it? Here's the difference. And once again, I want to talk about your comedy after this, okay? So this is not going to be another half hour long.
This is fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a great time. But I was reading in the paper today that there was a Trump rally. This is why this is where possibly Trump could improve. He was at a rally and he was talking about immigration and somebody said, shoot him. And he laughed and made a joke about it.
What was this joke?
It makes sense. We're in Florida or something like that. You can only get away with that here.
Well, this is kind of like, you know, third person. We have to see it.
Right.
I mean,
but
he has said
weird, inappropriate jokes.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same thing as doing inappropriate things.
And what's wrong with
stuff?
That?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with making
laughing?
A joke?
Yeah, what? I mean, jokes are jokes. It's not the same thing as actual policy.
If Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, or Barack Obama made the same joke, you would jump on it.
No, because
Hillary made a joke about blacks all looking the same.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah, and that's despicable, too.
They're devoid of humor, so that's never going to happen.
I disagree with that as well.
No, Nancy Pelosi? Come on, she hasn't smiled in 45 years.
She can't smile. That polygrip ain't strong enough.
I'm not going to defend Nancy Pelosi.
That's good.
That's what I'm saying. I distrust both sides. Tino, now.
Tino,
you're in L.A. now. Let's talk about your talents. Well, what we can.
I got to say, I love how Mark is like going political and then he like pulls back. He's like,
I don't want this to be a political show because here's the thing.
I agree.
You keep making political comments and you have
great
people.
No, I was talking about your dress.
But I mean, Hannah, are you political at all?
Oh, Hannah's being very, very...
I'm being very quiet. I am, I'm liberal, but the older that I get, I'm liberal. I want to say I'm a moderate now with liberal views just because I'm starting to... own property and come into money and things like that.
Yep, that's what happens when you start doing shit.
It's actually
you
true.
Ain't trying to get free shit from the fucking government.
And it also sounds like you're old school liberal.
I do believe that the system is being used. I don't believe that you should be able to pop out 6, 7, 8 kids
and
expect us to pay for it.
Amen.
It's not fair. Food stamps are meant for
mothers.
What if their husband passes away?
I can't believe Tino and Joy wore you down and made you conservative.
No, I'm
Hannah's
not being conservative. I've always
strong.
Felt this. I was that little girl. My mom. I lived in women's shelters when I was little, and those food stamps were to feed me, not
not people who take advantage
babies.
Of the system.
Yeah,
absolutely. We have generational welfare. We have people
exactly.
who are born into welfare, and you're absolutely right. It should be there as a last result, but it should not be there just to like. That's what socialism is, right? Well, right. We're just going to feed everybody. We're going to give away free college. We're going to give away all this freebies. Who's paying for that? Hardworking Americans who are going to get taxed to death. Like you said, you have property now. You're starting to grow up and you go, oh, I actually want less taxes.
Yeah, I was thinking about buying a house here.
Interference. More personal responsibility.
You're not going to buy a house in California?
No.
No.
Nope.
And, you know, just this is from personal experience and seeing my friends grow up. A lot of people in Section 8, they take advantage of it too. That's ridiculous.
There's three generations on welfare. Three. Welfare, Section 8 is supposed to get you up on your feet.
Not supposed to live on it.
Three generations living on the fucking doll. Not cool, man.
What's that?
No. It should be hard to get. It should be only if you have an extreme situation, like you say when you were a kid, right?
And you should be put to work.
And you should have to get a job at the end of it. And it should only be for like a month, 30 days. It should be highly limited. I mean, we talk about gun control. Let's have welfare control.
I've always said, I think you should take a drug test because you have to take that to go
absolutely.
To work.
Absolutely.
I've always
absolutely.
Said that.
Absolutely.
You should be
you know,
picking
up
garbage
like
on the fucking freeway.
10 years ago, you could buy alcohol on food stamps.
Yeah.
I can't
ridiculous.
Believe that. I was going to bring that up, but
alcohol
I didn't
and
want...
cigarettes. Up until like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And people are now trading food stamps now. McDonald's going, we take food stamps. Are you kidding me? Like this is, they're making a lifestyle of government aid. And it's not supposed to be a lifestyle. We're supposed to have personal responsibility. Let's work for ourselves. Let's encourage people to get a job. Let's not demean people. Go, oh, you're black. You must be poor. Here's some food stamps. That is what is racist.
How the black community was flourishing before they said, oh,
black,
you don't need to have
black owned businesses.
You don't need to have a man. You
can
just live on the government. And then it killed the unit in the family unit in the black community, and that's why the single mother,
men are going to jail, and then the women are getting on food stamps, and it's like the black family has been destroyed.
And we're back on Breitbart. Tino, what's it like doing comedy in LA with predominantly liberal? We're running out of time. Okay. Predominantly liberal crowds.
It's pretty sad, but you know what? Sam Tripoli, the Comedy Store, is like the beacon of like hope. In here, because like you watch the roast battle and you listen to Sam Tripoli, you listen to Tim Dillon, you listen to Brian Callen, you listen to these guys that are for free speech. Oh man, there's just so many there's so many good comics. But the problem that I see is I go to a mic. There was a black guy who did a joke about a Me Too. He did a Me Too joke, and it was clever and it was funny, and it was all comedians in the room, and everybody's assholes tightened up, and they were and I was like whoa. This is a room full of comedians, and you're giving this guy the cold shoulder because of a joke that he made. I mean, that to me is so disturbing.
Right.
Comedians trying to censor other comedians, it's just blows my mind.
Well, see, here's the thing. Tino is a terrific roaster, because I know I've done a couple roasts with him.
I love him.
And I really want to end on a And we're almost out of time. I really want to end on a funny note. Go ahead, roast me, Tino. Because I know you roasted me one time, and what, you remember some of the jokes?
I think I said Mark looks like the shit. Now you put me on the spot.
God forbid.
Mark looks like the bailiff in the food court.
A bailiff in the food court.
A bailiff in the food court. I said they call him Big Guy, not because he's a big guy, but because Guy is short for gynecomastia. That's bitch tit. I said he looks like a. He looks like a what do you call the face paint guys? The
insane clown posse.
The juggalo. He looks like a juggalo who's allergic to face paint. So he...
a juggalo. A gigolo. Because
I was in all makeup when I was there.
ICP with celiac disease.
Yeah. Oh, ICP. Oh, so, no. So the I had one for him too. ICP roast. Stood for insane cholesterol posse.
All right. So that's what all right now.
Can you get him with the Tino's?
No. Because I trust me, I could get him, but sorry. I have to say,
Tino looks
Mark
like
is,
a used condom.
No, please.
Mark is a
Mark is just quiet.
Mark is a great sport, and that's the one thing. Like I know if I can say something like that, like Louis from Vegas was like that.
Right.
If I can roast you and you don't get butt hurt. Friends for life.
That's yeah. true.
But and also you're a DJ and Hannah's a DJ. I was going to get into that, but where does the time go? Tino.
Sorry, I was late, guys.
No, where can people get a hold of you?
Check out Tino. If you saw the Ali documentary about the Thrill of Manila, Ali Boumaier. You say Tino Boumaier, same thing. You can find me.
Tino Boumaier. On Instagram.
Boumaye.
Yes. Yeah, BUM for bum.
Tino's hilarious, though. He is actually funny.
Tino's very funny, and you will be on the Joy Villa show very short, very shortly.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. It's coming out.
And
yeah.
Hannah Box.
666 on Instagram. That's BAKK.
Yes. And Joy, you got so much stuff going on.
Yes.
You get the last word.
Oh, I love the last word. Go to joyvilla.com. Follow me. My music. I have a new single coming out very soon.
You're
all
single?
About censorship.
So you got a whole album.
I'm still married, Tino. Oh. Don't start with me.
You're all
at
album
Joy, start,
at Joy Villa on Instagram, right. At Joy Villa, at Joy_Villa on Twitter, and you can get my album, my EP, Home Sweet Home, on iTunes and Amazon right now.
If you're going on Spotify or Tidal, look in the EPs. It's in there.
That's right.
Home Sweet Home. I was listening.
Oh yeah,
to
I love Motley Crue.
It's more of a rock thing.
Yeah, and yeah. I make the static.
Mm-hmm. That video will come out one day.
Well, the song's out.
The song is great. Yeah, and the I Make the Static remixes has a picture of her in a bikini on the cover.
That's true.
So I was listening to it today. I almost got in an accident. Everybody, goth comedian on all social media.
Yay,
thank you for tuning in to Hannity. And have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Hannity. Thanks, Mark.